we know some of the reasons that the workers would be against war in terms of, like, from a solidarity perspective. Like, do you have a sense of some of the reasons why the workers would be supporting the war, or maybe why we didn't see as much anti-war activity once it started as might be expected?
I think that probably the statements against the war are made by the activists, as always, in any organisation. You have a few activists and you have a number of passive supporters. That applies to the trade unions as much as any other organisation. And therefore, as we frequently are told when activists try to influence government policy, for example, they are dismissed as not representative. And of course, the basic concept of patriotism is ingrained into us from the moment we are born, and it takes some strength, shall we say, to come out and say, no, we are not supporting our country in the light of all the propaganda that is put out by those in government and in power in various ways who have their vested interests in maintaining the status quo, whereas to come out in the way that is suggested of an international strike is striking, if you'll pardon the pun, at the very basis of the society. So, as I say in the report, it was naive to believe the high-flown words would actually translate into real practical action, particularly in light of the fact there was no organisation for doing so. Only words at conferences where people, like-minded people, get together and pat each other on the back. There is no doubt that the skilled workers in the munitions industry in Scotland were very militant in terms of preserving their standards and their rights, and there was a certain amount of vested interests in maintaining that. In modern day unions, we have questions about differentials and the standards of different groups of workers. While they profess universal solidarity in theory, when it comes to their own particular little niche, they want to defend whatever privileges or rights they have, and understandably so. So that my impression is that while there was always some reference to being anti-war in a general sense, when it came down to the nitty-gritty, it was defence of their standards within the existing situation, and not any attempt at opposing the war, with some exceptions, of course.